Australia has become the first country in the world to recognise orphanage trafficking as a form of modern-day slavery. It's estimated that 80% of children in orphanages around the world have at least one living parent, but they're in orphanages in a bid to attract international volunteers. So that's what you call a vicious cycle. It's called orphanage trafficking. Children are actively recruited into orphanages for the purpose of exploitation and profit made from orphanage tourism, where people pay and donate to volunteer and visit orphanages. This means that Australians who head to Southeast Asia to volunteer at places called orphanages could be harming children rather than helping them. Kate Van Duer is co-founder of Forget Me Not, an international children's rights lawyer. Kate Van Duer, welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
So Australia is the first country in the world, I think, to recognise orphanage trafficking as modern-day slavery. It's part of this move to stop so-called voluntourism. Is this a good start? And how extreme is this issue, Kate? Give us a sense of that, can you?
It's a great start, Fran. This issue has been really prevalent in many developing nations. I can reel them off through the African continent, through the Southeast Asian continent, through South America. And it's an issue that is growing in recognition across the world. Last year, the United States Trafficking in Persons Report recognised for the first time that children were being removed from their families into orphanages for the orphanage directors largely to make a profit, because they've realised that orphanage tourism, where people are volunteering or visiting orphanages, is really good business. So it's a great step. It's a great first step.
Kate, is it trafficking in the sense that we normally understand it, or are these children being lured by and volunteered by their parents for an economic dividend at that end?
That is very rare in our experience.
Right.
Mostly what happens is that parents believe their children are going to obtain an educational opportunity so that they're going to boarding school. And often the parents will pay for the children to go to that boarding school, believing that's what's going to happen, only to find later that when the child doesn't return for holidays, the child's been lost to this orphanage system.
So the economics of this are the orphanages are trafficking children to meet volunteer demands, so that the goodwill and the good intent of people visiting these places to help is just being completely exploited for somebody in that orphanage to make a profit.
Absolutely. So it's a very vicious cycle that we're seeing. And often children may not have, their parents may not have paid, but they've been recruited into the orphanage because the parents are poor. So the children have been offered this golden opportunity for an education or something that way as well. But certainly we know that poverty is no reason for children to be separated from families.
I guess we do know too, though, it's not new for families, for parents, to hand over one child or two children to orphanages because they can't afford to keep them and look after them themselves. That's not completely a rare thing,
no.
Is it?
No, it's not a rare thing, but we also know that it costs 1/6 to 1/10 of the cost of keeping a child in an orphanage to keep them in their family at home. And we also know that orphanages cause irreparable harm to children growing up in them. We've known that for nearly 8 decades now, and that's why we don't have that.
Can you tell us
Australia.
About that, Kate? I mean, certainly orphanages 80 years ago, but these orphanages where the volunteerism is a big part of the business model, as you're telling us, what's the harm suffered by the children there, apart from obviously being away from their families? Is there harm? Are they not getting education? Are they not being cared for by presumably people who are coming to visit them want to look after them and aid them?
Many of them are cared for poorly, and that's in an effort to elicit more sympathy and more funding from potential donors, which are volunteers and visitors. But apart from that, the constant rotation of volunteer caregivers, where people move into these children's lives and out of them in a very short amount of time, causes attachment disorders. And we know that from child protection experts. So we're really concerned that even if children don't have any other option and they have to be in an orphanage for a short period of time, that they still shouldn't be exposed to volunteer tourism, because we certainly wouldn't allow our most vulnerable children, and that's what children in care are, the most vulnerable in our society. We wouldn't allow that in Australia, for people to come in and out of their lives, form, you know, primary attachments with them and then leave again.
So Kate, a report by global organisation Rethink Orphanages found more than 50% of Australian universities advertised orphanage placements, 14% of Australian schools visiting, volunteering or fundraising for institutions abroad. I'm not sure if this legislation makes this illegal, but are you, in your organisation, others speaking with the schools, for instance, to discourage this, and are you having success? Because I think I've heard in the last 12 months of students going overseas to help in orphanages.
Absolutely. So that report was something I co-wrote in 2015, and the figures were correct then. But we've certainly seen a decrease in schools and universities offering orphanage tourism because of the harms that we've been communicating to them. So just recently, Rethink Orphanages, in combination with Griffith Law School and a few of the other charities, has done a roadshow through Australia talking to schools about the harms of volunteerism. And we've certainly had school feedback saying we'll no longer do that.
Just briefly, for those who want to do something meaningful, want to help, and obviously developing countries need help, is there another form of volunteerism around supporting children that can be useful?
Look, we say go to these countries, spend your tourist money there. If you want to fund children's charities, please fund charities that support families to stay together. It's more bang for your buck and you get better outcomes for kids. But please spend your tourist dollars there, and that's the best way to assist.
Kate Van Doer, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Kate Van Doer, co-founder of Forget Me Not. She's an international children's rights lawyer. And last week it was announced that Australia will be one of the first countries in the world to recognise orphanage trafficking as a form of modern-day slavery.